Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give away the features totally free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free, so enjoy it at freetalklive.com. As we continue, you can bring up absolutely anything. Let's talk to, I believe, Mark is with us in New York. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. The Ian Garden. Mark.
Gentlemen, you got the best producer in the country, Matt, over there.
Oh, Matt? A producer? You mean the phone screener?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's great.
This is Matt's dad.
Actually, just a question, if I may. I've been hearing secession even in New Mexico as well. But the only question I have is if you secede away from the federal government, they say, sure, go ahead, what are you going to do for money?
What do you mean, what are you going to do for money?
Well, it's their money, and if you have to coin gold and silver,
okay.
And anybody that possibly takes any money from the federal government, like Social Security or Medicare, they might stop that and say your residents have to give that up. And the problem is another state. If you go into another state to cash a check, are they going to say, okay, you can cash that here? Secession is good if we tiptoe through the tulips. But making a move like that seems almost utterly impossible. What are we going to do? They're going to pull their the military bases.
You've got lot of questions. A lot of questions you're asking here, and you're not going to give. There's no opportunity to answer them. Okay. First off, many countries use dollars that the federal government doesn't have any problem.
Canada, go to Canada.
Not Canadian dollars, man. U.S. dollars.
No, you can go to Canada across the border, and most places will take U.S. dollars from you.
You can go some places, and they don't even really have their own currency. But
sorry, there's that, too. Yeah.
They will take them. They will take dollars pretty much everywhere, at least where the tourists are. So you could take dollars if that's what they wanted to do. Secondly, Social Security and Medicare, Medicaid, things like that. Well, currently, there's many people that live outside the United States and collect Social Security, Costa Rica,
yeah.
Guatemala, Honduras, these places have communities that are designed around getting Americans to move there and basically live much better than they would in the United States because the money's worth more there because labor's costs less. So that's certainly a possibility. Issuing gold and silver as currency is. I don't know why the state would get involved in that, but state likes to be involved in everything. I would hope that they wouldn't be involved in the issuing of currency, but if you just left it up to the marketplace, people will use what people use. They may use gold and silver. I currently use gold and silver to buy, trade, and sell with my friends when I can. Mm-hmm. So I don't see why that would be precluded.
No. The marketplace will handle this.
What you're restricted by in your own mind is that somehow New Hampshire has to have some kind of cohesive plan for currency, and it really doesn't. The fact is, people will figure out how to buy, sell, and trade.
Excellent. Yeah.
Hmm. Mark?
Yeah, again, when you bring up the other countries, but they don't live by our Constitution. What Constitution?
Well, if you're seceding, you don't have the U.S. Constitution anymore.
Exactly, and that makes my point even more clear that a state cannot admit bills in paper. It has to
Well, I think you're locked within a certain paradigm. You're locked within the state paradigm, the government paradigm. We're individuals. We trade with one another for goods and services. We don't need politicians telling us that they approve the denominations by which we do our trading. So, maybe we're being impractical here if the state of New Hampshire were to secede. But certainly if the state of New Hampshire were to secede, you would see many of us within the freedom movement here pushing for the state of New Hampshire not to get involved with the issuance of currency.
Absolutely. I think if you could get this point, if you could get politics to the point where you could have secession or declaring independence being politically feasible, you could also have hopefully the influence you would need to prevent the state from minting its own currency. And just allowing the marketplace to come up with whatever the marketplace thinks is best for a go-between.
I give you a great example. They talk about about the time of free banking during the Jacksonian era, and in some of my research and so on, we were talking about Abraham Lincoln and his greenback thing, which was really just a way to get the federal government to put out money that would have been worthless money too, rather than doing it through associations with large private banks loaning to the federal government and so on and so forth, like a Federal Reserve type system. If you look back at the Jacksonian period, where they called it the free banking era, that really wasn't a period of free banking. Because, exactly, and you know, and for those people who aren't aware of it, what happened was, they say, oh, the free banking era was in unstable, allowing private banks to issue their own currency. That wasn't stable either. Well, actually, the way it went was, the states only allowed private banks to issue currency if they bought a huge amount of state debt. And then I think it was 14 or 17 states defaulted on their debts. So, of course, it was unstable because they were tied to politicians who have an incentive to spend other people's money. The banks have an incentive to stay in business. And they have to operate at a profit. So they don't have this ridiculous political incentive. They have market incentives. So if you leave it to the market, it would be much more stable.
So has that answered your concerns, Mark?
A little bit. See, I just finished up The Creature from Jekyll Island, and I don't claim to know anything, but it's just hard for me to understand if we pull away from the federal government, even as a state, and they say, okay, you got to pull 100% away, then where are we? Unless we have at least 15 or 20 other states that are going to do it all at once.
Where are you?
Do you mean with political force or do you mean monetarily?
No, your question was, where are you when you pull away from the federal government? Are we still talking about money here, or are we talking about something else?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If they, what are we going to use? You know, you say trade, but when the Indians have treaties, but the Indians till this day cannot trade, and the Amish people cannot trade either, just amongst themselves.
Well, you mean they can't trade? I mean, I do business with an Amish guy on a regular basis.
Right, but two Amish people in Ohio just got caught selling 2 gallons of raw milk, and the poor girls are going to city court for it.
Right, but that's the same thing as anybody, though. It's not because they're Amish. It's because they're buying and selling raw milk, and this crazy country allows the big milk producers to outlaw raw milk. That has nothing to do with being Amish or being Indian.
I think it's incumbent on us to spread the word that you don't need the state to get involved.
I know that.
So,
I know that. I'm all for you. I'm all for everything.
Yeah.
I just say tiptoe through the tulips. That's all.
When you say that, what does that mean?
Well, because everybody wants to be gung-ho. You know, the way our government's talking to us, they're talking about an uprival. No, we're rising up. To me, that's a little bit different. You know, I tell people it's amazing we're in two wars undeclared, and nobody puts flags out. I mean, you guys might be loaded with flags, but after 9/11, they bought a flag. A couple months later, they put it away, and we're just so quick to hear what's going on today. Now, tomorrow, from what I hear, and it's not a rumor, that our governor is going to resign over here in New York. They got something on him. If he don't resign, he's going to go down big time.
Yeah, I heard about that. There was something in the Drudge Report about that.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Would you... For example, let's say New Hampshire or other states, things get really bad economically, and so we have enough political force here to say, okay, we're seceding. There's a vote. Secession happens. We're still within the state government paradigm, and by some amazing quirk of fate, people are educated enough that New Hampshire is allowed to go without retribution by the central authorities militarily, the way Lincoln did. Okay, so let's say we can go. Would you be – you look at what the Lakota Sioux have done.
Right.
They've started their own currency. They said they started their own nation, the Lakota Nation, and
right.
it is a metal-based currency. Would that be something that you could see as feasible?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right.
So that you can go to another state and you could buy anything and just use that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, interstate trade.
Well,
I mean, not trade, but as far as currency goes, it's basically the same thing.
I think we know that trade is always going to happen, so if we could make the next step, I think our end point is that you don't need the state to do this because you can have private banks issuing their own currency based on
right,
based
and
on
the marketplace
stores.
And competition between those banks and the different people in the marketplace that are providing monetary services will out the best options. And
that's if you can keep the state out of it, and that's the important part.
Right. Thank you, Mark, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. And if you want to go travel to Massachusetts or Vermont or something like that, you might have to have some dollars with you. Or, you know, maybe they'll accept silver. Who knows? how that'll handle. But you'll always be able to convert one currency to another, right, as long as somebody's willing to make a small profit from the conversion. More coming up here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, including our webcam, which is also connected to our chat room. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com, watch, and fan chat. That's cam.freetalklive.com. That is chat with other listeners. Sometimes a Free Talk Live host will go in there. Frequently I'm found in there sometimes after the show. But sometimes you'll spot some of us in there during the breaks. cam.freetalklive.com gets you to both the cam and the chat room all on the same page. And it's free.
The highly anticipated new documentary, Reclaiming the Blade, featuring Viggo Mortensen, Carl Urban, John Rhys-Davies, and Star Wars legend Bob Anderson, is now available at swordmovie.com. The film includes hours of swordplay, instructional videos, as well as behind-the-scenes videos and exclusive interviews. Pick up your copy today and discover our heritage with the sword and the historical rights of free men. Visit swordmovie.com today for your chance to win one of the many real historical replicas and lightsabers at swordmovie.com.
All right, we continue with your phone calls, and we don't get these calls often enough, but we've got a personal call on the line here, a personal issue.
Where?
From what I understand. And Lindsay is on with us, calling from New Hampshire. Where? On the Amp Line. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm feeling a bit jaded, and I thought, how can I ask the men a question? Like all men, if you've ever ditched a woman in the middle of a date, why?
Wow.
In the middle of a date. In the middle of a date, or you just disappear. So, you know, the you never follow up without even an emergency came up line.
The first instinct I have, Lindsay, is to want to find out a lot more about what happened, because I'm sure this is a sad but fascinating story, but I won't ask too much about what happened.
Well, no, it's an internet dating sort of a NSA blind date sort of a thing, you know, which is pretty common these days with Craigslist and all, right?
So NSA blind date? Is that what you said?
NSA, yes. Well, with the intention of having a sexual encounter.
Okay.
What does NSA stand for?
No strings attached.
Ah.
There was no such agency.
Yeah.
I had no idea what
I'll tell
was.
You, Lindsay, you know, based on your question, the first answer that I would have is, given the context of it, without knowing the context.
There's a lot more context there, but yeah.
All right. Well, just on first blush, you know, when you first mentioned without knowing the NSA thing, I would have thought, well, your answer is the guy's an a-hole.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, no guy would do that to a girl. I mean, it just is ridiculous. Now, given the context, it's possible that he was new to this and felt very, very nervous. But even then, what guy can't stand up and say, hey, you know what? You know, I got to tell you, this really isn't for me, but, you know, we'll part, we'll go our separate ways, and I just wanted to let you know so you're not questioning anything.
I'm a little curious here. We're talking about the middle of the date departing, or you're talking about the...
How much info will you give us, Lindsay? I mean, can you paint the picture?
How much would you like to know?
As much as you want.
Believe me, people want to know.
Point of information. So this was a blind date. You and this guy had never actually even traded photos before meeting?
Traded first emails, then photos, then instant message chatting. With both of these fellows today, it's just happened twice in one day. And
Two times?
Yes.
In one day? How do you schedule two dates with two guys in one evening?
Well, I had a plan B in case plan A didn't work out.
So if you had gotten dumped by one guy in the middle in plan A, you wouldn't have been calling. You'd be like, hey, that guy was a weirdo, but something happened twice, so you're wondering, what am I doing wrong, or what insight can you give me?
Maybe they went off to their plan
happening?
Bs, Lindsay.
And they were both in Manchester. Is that my problem?
I don't know.
Manchester. I wanted to get some opinions there, if there's any men that have ever gotten spooked for some reason on a date. I kind of want a clue
I tend to agree with what Guard said, and that is that these guys are pretty cowardly, but let me get a little more info from you. So you traded pictures, you traded emails, you did, was it voice chat was the other thing, or what was it?
One was a webcam, but there wasn't voice.
Okay, so multiple...
Yeah, so the real people... Yeah.
So you knew they were real. They knew you were real. There was no question beforehand. This was not a blind date. This was just a first meeting. And how long in advance were you talking with them online prior to the meeting?
Oh, just a couple of hours today. I was
so you didn't know them before.
Sort of in a rush. Right, yeah.
Oh, well, that's pretty interesting.
I love this story.
Yeah, I've never heard anything like this before. This is quite interesting.
So I dumped a girl in the middle of a date, and Gardner here, and I'll tell you what
you
happened.
You dumped Gardner?
What?
Okay.
Well, Gardner said that no guy would do this. So I'm of the guys here, I feel most qualified then to
you
answer this question.
I don't know if I've ever been on a date.
I don't know.
Asking
Ian questions about dating. God. It's like asking him how to spend money in Las Vegas on an expensive hotel room. He can't do it. Anyway, I went out with a girl and it was on the date. And then
how old were you?
In my early 30s, maybe.
Okay.
And between the time that we had dinner and we were going to go to a movie after that, I got a call from an ex girlfriend who basically said, come on over right now. And, you know, I still had feelings. It was my most recent ex. It was only, you know, weeks, if that, afterwards. Yeah. And so I took the opportunity, you know, called the girl, said, you know, hey, something came up. I've got an emergency I got to take care of.
But you called her between a dinner and a movie.
I think I might have gone to the movies, didn't have her cell phone number. I think I went to the place where the movie was, drove there, said, hey, I've got to go. I've got an emergency. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, at least you had the guts to do that.
Well, at least you told her, yeah.
Right? You were stood up. So what was the first stand-up?
I want
story.
But I want to know, I want to know about Lindsay. Lindsay was prepared for a stand-up on this scenario. She had a plan B.
True.
So,
yeah,
like,
I did.
I say you're creating right in the universe, Lindsay, the stand-up.
I think I'm jumping in too much. Lindsay, I want to sit back. I want to sit back, and I want to hear your story. So tell me about the first one.
Okay, so to make sure we're clear, that the intent was to hopefully, you know, have the chemistry and continue into a sexual encounter in both of these instances.
All right.
Now, the first one, I do think he was 20. I think he was too young. I took a break to go to my car. We were sitting in the car in a parking lot to have a smoke.
Wait. The date took place? Was in the car? Or was there like a dinner beforehand?
So you typically want to meet somebody in a public place before you go to a private area,
that
be
makes
it
sense.
Somebody's house or hotel room or whatever.
I thought these websites were all fake, by the way.
Well, this was just Craigslist.
Okay.
You know.
I thought that was...
Men get fake replies. Women almost never get fake replies. I had 30 replies in 1 hour.
Oh, man. We got commercial coming. This is the worst time.
Wait, we're going to bring you... You've got time to talk, right?
Yeah.
We're going to bring you back for more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is it too salacious to read your advertisement on the air just to see what people were responding to?
What a smart man.
Oh, I can email it to you. I took it down after
okay,
I made
yeah,
a few
do,
days,
do that if you want. We'll put you on hold. Come back with more of Lindsay
and
here in a moment.
And
more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free. Herb K. was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K.'s number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Facebook profile is included. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com. Become a fan over there. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
And if you hate going back to the car to pick up those grocery bags, you'd prefer to make all one trip, try the Totesac. I've been using it at my house. Ian, you've got, how many pairs? Two pairs? One pair?
Just one that I know of.
One pair of Totesacs. And
I have two hands.
You find it as useful as I do. And maybe you could find it as useful as we do. Go to Totesac.com. It's TOTASAK.com. And check it out. It's a neat little handle thing made of 100% recycled materials right here in the U.S. And it's great for all kinds of carrying tasks. Go to Totesac.com. They carry more than you can, a lot more.
All right, we're talking with Lindsay in New Hampshire. She is calling with an issue that I'm so glad you called about this, Lindsay, because it's been way too long since we've gotten a good personal issue on this program. And this one is particularly...
Well, it's good talking to you guys. This is helping me.
Good, so, good, yeah. Good. I'm glad we could be of some assistance. Now, of course, none of us have any kind of psychological degrees or any... We're just guys.
Jack,
so, yeah, whatever.
Well, exactly, and that's what I'm trying to get here is the male perspective. So.
Okay, let me recap here briefly for our listeners that might just be tuning in. You placed an ad on Craigslist essentially advertising that you were looking for sex. And... then you got responses relatively quickly.
Quite a few, as probably any woman who did that would.
Right, from a lot of people. And you made two dates. You set up one date and then a plan B. And you were walked. They walked out on you on both of the occasions.
And more importantly, I think it's important to point out here that you had video chats with these guys to sort of shore up their to see how serious they were with it. And so, you know, it isn't an issue of them not knowing what you were going to look like a true blind date scenario where
right.
they see you and they're like,
right.
and you run off
right.
or anything
but
like
with
that.
With a blind date, there's a third person. There's usually a middleman,
oh. yes.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't think a guy would just ditch you if they had to report back to their friend.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point as well. So,
yeah, did they ditch you with any sort of monetary issues? Did they leave you with the dinner
no.
or something like that?
Well, let me.
Hold on, wait.
No.
What she didn't
no,
answer?
No, we never got past the car.
Okay,
so let me ask you this: what is it that concerns you?
Well, I would really love to know what if it was something that I did. You know, I mean, of course, that's the first thing a woman is going to have is self-doubt.
I think I need to learn a little bit more about this world of NSA dating, because this is a little bit different for me.
No
so
strings
like attached.
Well, right.
right. Yeah.
Meaning
right.
You're just looking for sex. You're not looking to necessarily cultivate a relationship with this person.
True.
Okay,
right.
So you meet the guy. Let's just talk about the first date here.
Sure.
You meet the guy in a parking lot somewhere in Manchester,
right.
New Hampshire.
Right. Yes.
How did he know which car to go to? I mean, how did that happen?
Yeah, I told him which car I was driving, and we figured out what area of the parking lot to meet in.
Okay, and you have a cell phone number or something like that that we can make sure that the
yeah.
meeting happens? Okay, so
yeah.
so he climbs into your car.
Nope, we rolled down the windows, chatted for a sec, said, hey, it's cold, you know, hop in.
Mm.
You went into his car, he came into yours?
Right.
Which one's right? You went into his car.
Right.
And then conversation started, or, I mean, how do you
yeah.
get...
Well, yes. Yeah, conversation, and, I was wearing some provocative clothing, you know, so there's that opening for some form of physical contact, you know,
uh-huh.
like a rapid date.
Very rapid.
And then what happened how did he get away? There was some sort of intermission. What happened?
Oh, it was about an hour we were fooling around in the car. And then, you know, I was getting tired and I was like, I'm going to go to my car and have a smoke. Halfway through my cigarette, he rolls down his window and hands me my bag of stuff and says, here's your stuff, and drove away.
Wow. So
he didn't steal your wallet or anything like that, did he?
No, he gave all my stuff back.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Sorry about that. You can't say that on the radio. That's a shame. I really wanted to keep that conversation going.
You know, I'm sure she's still listening.
So he did leave in front of her. I mean, it's not like... It wasn't like they were at a date at a restaurant. He bows out to go to the bathroom and then never comes back.
Either this guy is very easily satisfied, or who knows what was going on.
I don't think that he was done.
He had second thoughts. Yeah.
I think that, you know, here was my only thought process that I could have left. Like, what if he saw her and talked to her beforehand, and then, you know, this experience was going on, he kept up with it for whatever reason, is, you know, like, somehow he, you know, things weren't as he imagined at that point.
Maybe he'd never done it before.
It's possible. When the rubber hit the road, you know, things weren't as he imagined them. So I guess a couple of things that I come up with here were, you know, before I heard what she said about going to the car and smoking was, well, could she have bad breath? You know, I mean, that's just, it's a possibility.
One
right?
of those things you just can't figure out online, right?
Right. Right. How would you know that? Because, I mean, if you hadn't been in front of him, maybe he was, you know, against smoking and, you know, knew that kissing her would not be.
I got the ad. She did forward me, as she said she would, the Craigslist ad. Reply with pick and name a favorite condom brand in subject. Need to know. Sig friendly. So right there in the ad, she does reveal that she is a cigarette smoker.
Wow. Trying to come up with things. I guess that at that point, I really just don't know that things weren't exactly as he imagined them
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, sounds like that. I can't really study this beyond, you know, sort of looking at this from afar, because this is something I didn't even know.
Maybe he didn't feel right.
Much.
Maybe he didn't feel right going all the way. I mean, she did say they were fooling around for an hour in the car before she decided to go have a smoke of a cigarette.
Yeah, I feel it's sort of odd that he wouldn't mention something like, you know, just like, hey, you know what, thanks, but, you know, I think I've got to go, I'm out of time. Even making up an excuse, I'm just out of time, I got to fly, you know, thanks a lot, whatever. You know, I mean, it looks like these are very fly-by-night things. So,
well, I'll tell you what, we do have some guys that want to comment on this still, even though Lindsay isn't with us. Let's continue and talk to John. Is in New York. John, oh no, he's gone. Excuse me, Ted in the woods on the amp line. Ted, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, y'all, man. One, it's too bad that she done said a bad word and
yeah,
she kicked off. But one thing that I really wanted to ask her, and I was hoping I'd get to was. Is her dad following her around with a shotgun? Because that has ended several of my dates right in the middle on several occasions. It happens all the time.
This seems like a
and
really
I'm
dangerous.
Maybe this guy.
I was going to say, Ted, this seems like a really dangerous situation to be in for any female and even for some males.
It is, yeah.
You know, even if you're going to meet someplace at a hotel, you know, in the bar somewhere, you go up to get a hotel room, and I mean that's some dangerous mojo, man. In a car, well, I don't know. You know, it's kind of funky.
Yeah, I know it does seem like a kind of a weird thing there, but I guess she was going to a well lit place out in public. That's what you're supposed to do, right?
That's what it sounded like, yeah.
I'm not
I'm thinking this guy, he took off for a second, went to the bathroom. Her daddy was waiting in the bathroom with the shotgun.
What?
No.
There was no bathroom. He didn't take off anywhere. What happened was she got out of her car, got back into her car, smoked a cigarette. He handed her stuff through the window and took off.
Once again, we see the perils of cigarette smoking.
We don't even know that.
Ted, any final comments
here? Maybe he saw her picture on like his best friend's dresser or something.
Yeah, but then he wouldn't have gone. You see,
he saw her picture first.
Yes, yeah. They connected. They IMs.
I thought you said it was a blind date.
No, right, Ted, you got to pay attention, man. Put down the alcohol. We'll talk to you later. All right. There's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. You know what we could do? We could go extended edition and see if Lindsay wants to call back on the internet version and she can curse up a storm.
I can tell you people want to hear this.
Yeah. I know. All right. Well, hopefully Lindsay's still listening. We'll go into overtime tonight after the radio show's over on our internet streams here in a little bit. Also, still another segment left in the radio land world, so get in your thoughts for Lindsay.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. You'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs, plus a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type COIN for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code COIN at adamandeve.com.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. Hey, don't forget to visit Gardner over on his website, libertyconspiracy.com. Gard has his own podcast full of all kinds of great liberty-oriented stuff. Him and his conspirators put that together. You can go and become a conspirator at libertyconspiracy.com. Now, there is free stuff on Guard's website, and there's also a support Guard option as well. What do they call it? It's becoming a conspirator.
Becoming a conspirator, yes, sir.
So yeah. In order to become a conspirator, you do have to, $3 a month?
Yeah, $3, $5, $7, yeah, anything cool. You can spare. And then we try to throw some perks out there, you know, some hidden stuff that only you guys will get.
So, Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Okay, so head on over, and Lindsay does, she has emailed to say she is still listening, so hopefully that means we can expect her to dial back in after we kick off the extended internet-only edition of the show after the radio show is done. In the meantime, you can call in about anything. Let's talk to Michael, listening in New Hampshire on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
What's on your mind?
Well, I've been listening to Free Talk Live for a while, and when you're doing the Saturday show, and you have all the... you can say, like, conservatives that aren't used to your show, and you can get them pretty easily to admit to their statism by bringing up the most extreme. Mark does it with the Nazi example. And I think it's a great example, but it's just, there are so many examples in history that I feel that example is just being used to over, like, or to death. You know what I'm saying? As far as just bringing up the execution of the Jewish people.
What you're referring to is when a caller will make the statement that the law is the law and we need to enforce the laws and it's bad to break the law, that kind of thing. And that you're saying, yeah, that the Nazi is cliche.
Kinda. I mean, it's because you use tirelessly, and there are just so many other horrible examples.
Give me one of them.
Just on Wikipedia, you can go on. You can find articles written all about the thousands of people that have died under Stalin, all the murders that were committed, just they were trying to push out all of the political rivals.
Well, I don't want to have to give a history lesson to these people, and yeah. I hesitate to say it, but you know, some people don't have the historical acumen that others do, and I probably don't know all this stuff either. I've kind of specialized
in about Stalin,
American history. So, and what I found is, like, you know, the Nazis are accessible in that they are in within sort of our lifetimes. There are people alive that were here when Hitler was doing his stuff. They are, and, you know, by and large, the ethnicity that listens to this show is white. So they're accessible in a sense that they, you know, they are white. And so they sort of, you know, the Western culture thing. They're accessible in so many ways that so many of the other stories that people would know are not accessible. If I give them an example from Alexander the Great, you know, it's not accessible to them because it's so far away.
Right. And I think a lot of people know the story of Anne Frank, for instance, and they're familiar with the fact that many Jews were hidden by good Germans that broke the law.
If you use the Japanese Americans, they'll start defending that. It was wartime. We had to do it. I don't want to get into trying to explain the issue as to why it made sense and why it didn't. What I want to do, and what I have been successful on many occasions doing, is getting them to say that either it's okay to break the law, or that you had to execute the Jews because it was the law. And in both cases, they seem to fall into it. I agree it's cliche, and I also agree there's this stupid meme on the internet that says, well, the first person that mentions a Nazi loses. Just because
that's a very powerful example, and it's very easy to get really hardcore statists to say, yeah, it was the law, and if you don't like it, then you need to leave the profession or whatever excuse you come up for murder.
So anything else you want to share tonight, Michael?
Yes, just one thing. When I was at the restaurant this evening, you guys have heard of the women that were arrested for kidnapping the children in Haiti?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. From Idaho, the missionary group?
Wait,
yeah.
But they didn't kidnap them, right?
They were attempting.
No, they've been accused of trafficking.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I just thought there's something interesting. The media cameras were able to get into the jail and get interviews with all these women. When Big Mike was in jail for 2 weeks, we couldn't get a word into him.
Excellent.
They were returning all of the letters, and they wouldn't let us see him. So is that really the level of freedom? You know, it was a stark contrast.
Wait a minute. You're talking about a Haitian. Is this a Haitian jail you're talking about, right?
Yes, that's what I'm saying, is that in America, they can make it to where you'll never see your friend again. In Haiti, they'll let the media go in there.
Yeah.
That's an interesting, that is a very striking contrast in that everybody seems to think that America is so great and so humane.
I love the only thing that we've heard about the Haitian government doing anything in the last month is locking up 9 missionaries from Idaho. What a bunch of stinking bastards.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're just keeping you safe, Mark.
It's just
disgusting.
Doing their jobs. And you know, obviously these people from Idaho wanted to take these kids back there and turn them into human slaves. No, these bureaucrats.
Their parents, didn't they?
I don't know what they
didn't
had.
Their parents say, take our kids, get them out of here?
These bureaucrats wanted to lock these people up. Why? Because they didn't get payoffs. That's why.
That's exactly
right. And the Obama administration is supporting it. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, boy, it gets your blood boiling when you think about these people going out there doing this, trying to take all their time, spending their own money trying to help people out, and then they get screwed over this way. It's really angry. But that distinction is amazing, and they don't even have a constitution that protects the right of journalism. Huh.
Wait a minute. Didn't we have a guy call this weekend say that you could just leave any old time you wanted to these countries? He said that you're not a slave. He said, you're not a slave. You can leave anytime you want to and go somewhere else. Well, that's not true.
Not if you're under 18, right?
Apparently not if you're under 18, and not if you haven't filled out the appropriate government permission slip to get you, you know, to be able to leave.
It's just leaving one farm to another.
That's all it is.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And that's a very interesting point he made about the difference in treatment at a Haitian prison versus the difference in treatment up here. Of course, there is a lot of media down in Haiti right now, and that may have, that may be a factor. I'm just speculating. I don't know a whole lot about this, but there are a lot of different media organizations down there. Maybe they felt pressure from them in order to bend the rules a little to let them in to see these folks. Whereas when they had our friend Big Mike in prison here in Manchester, New Hampshire, one of the activists for allegedly assaulting, or what he did was brush up against a police officer accidentally, but they put him in jail for it. And they weren't letting him use the phone for a couple weeks. They wouldn't let him take mail in. They certainly wouldn't let any of us see him. They wouldn't even tell us when his visiting hours were. It was just a total shutdown. But then again, we didn't have major media on our side agitating to get into the prison to see this guy. So would that have changed the way it played out? I don't know. Nonetheless, a contrast worth pointing out.
Yeah. Yeah, very interesting.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. All right, so you can bring up absolutely anything. Now, coming up here, tell me about gold, Mark, before we...
Well, if you've been thinking about getting gold and silver, go to gold.freetalklive.com. Check out our rates there. I've picked some hand-picked coins that I think are good choices for sort of people that don't want to do actual coin collecting. They just want the value of the silver and the gold. And you can go see him at gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so there's a ludicrous story in the news. Just a quickie here before we go on to the extended internet edition of the show. A 12-year-old,
which you can hear at freetalklive.com.
Yes, that's right. A 12-year-old girl has been arrested in New York for drawing on her marker with drawing on her desk with a marker, which apparently was an erasable marker, from what I understand.
Yeah, she was 12. They took her away in handcuffs.
Now, there was a follow-up story on that said that she was throwing up as a result of the trauma from being arrested, and I don't blame her. It'll shake you up, especially, I imagine, at age 12, especially it happening in front of all your friends in a situation like that. But, wow. Does that seem like an overreaction to you?
Is this the way that these people solve problems? And do we need them solving our problems if this is the way they're going to solve problems? I mean, when I was in school and people did this, what they did was if you carved into the desk, well, they would threaten to have you, pay for the replacement of your parents, or you pay for the replacement of the desk or whatever. I never saw that happen. Or if you drew on the desk, this certainly happened, where kids would have to wash them after school or something like that. Yeah. I mean, what is the point of this?
Well, the thing that gets me is that so many people are being critical of this, but they don't take that next step. You know, Theodore Sturgeon used to say, and F. Paul Wilson picks it up from that point, ask the next question, which is, okay, they did something really stupid, so what are you going to do? Complain about those people who are in charge of the system? How about actually look at the system like an engineer would look and say there's something wrong if it leads to this end result? It's
something inherently wrong with the system.
Inherently wrong with the system, and it is that you, even if you are upset about this happening, it will happen again elsewhere because it's government run. There's no addressability. There's no profit motive. There's no loss of jobs.
And it doesn't seem to be getting better. It just seems to be getting more draconian and worse over time. And they're like prisons, almost, the government schools. All right, so, radio listeners, thanks for being here. We'll be back tomorrow night, same time, same place. Internet listeners, stick around. We've got more extended edition, internet-only edition, coming up here in moments.
The highly anticipated new documentary, Reclaiming the Blade, featuring Viggo Mortensen, Carl Urban, John Rhys-Davies, and Star Wars legend Bob Anderson, is now available at swordmovie.com. The number one movie on iTunes is now available on a two-disc set that includes hours of swordplay instructional videos, behind-the-scenes footage, exclusive interviews, and a documentary on the making of a real sword. Visit swordmovie.com today for your chance to win one of many real historical replica swords, as well as the wonderful Force FX lightsabers from Hasbro.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.